Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 714 up 3. Soft December, 663 and a half down a quarter. September corn, 503 and a half up 3 and 3 quarters. December, 484 and a half down 1 and 3 quarters. September soybeans, 1425 up 11. They've been as high today as 1434. November, 1375 and 3 quarters up 5 and a quarter. September soybean meal, 461.60 up 570. September soybean oil, 44.25 down 19. Don't make that up 19. August live cattle, 123.22 and a half up 27 and a half. August feeder cattle, 154.62 and a half down 10 cents. And October lean hogs are 86.20. They're down 37 and a half.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, although at the moment she is physically out at the Farm Progress Show in the University of Illinois tent at the Will Ag booth. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, I guess we ought to get an impression from you about the show before we delve too deeply into the markets.
Well, I'll tell you why. It is crowded, and thank God the wind is blowing. And so, you know, you can see the people are here early, primarily because they know that the temperature is supposed to go up to like 95 this afternoon. So wonderful crowd, busy people, lots of guests. Orion Samuelson's here, and he'll be in the tent from 10 until 11. And just a great, great show again this year.
Yeah, he'll be on stage with Todd Gleason at 10:30. They're on the U of I tent. They're off 3rd Street. Also, a great show this afternoon, the closing market report about 2 o'clock with a bevy of analysts, including yourself. And, of course, the feature is that people in the audience will be able to ask their questions as well. Let's delve into the marketplace. A little bit of profit-taking earlier, it appeared, in both corn and beans, but beans have since turned green.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the whole picture, Dave, I think all we're seeing right now is just a market that is consolidating. There's so many things in the background at the moment. You know, we have the first notice day coming up. We have the end of the month. We have the Labor Day weekend. And, of course, we're in a major weather market. And so, you know, the every moment they're just waiting for the next shoe to drop and the next thing to change. And so I expect that we'll see more consolidation, and probably toward the end of the week we'll actually see even more profit-taking going on than what we saw yesterday.
So some profit-taking heading into all of those features you talked about, but the underlying picture still remains. It is hot. It will be hot for the next 4 days or thereabouts. Some chances of rain, but parts of Illinois will certainly be missed, according to meteorologists, by this latest potential for rain and some missing out to the west as well. I guess I walk away with this thinking, how low could yield go when we begin to look at the September crop progress report and September crop production numbers?
Well, I think, you know, that'll be the next thing that we'll see them heading into. You know, that comes out on the 12th of the month. And, you know, when you look at the big picture, right now, if you look at the 5 dry states in the United States, in a crop production areas, you have number 1, Iowa, you have number 2, Wisconsin, number 3, Kentucky, number 4, Minnesota, and number 5, Illinois. So you're talking 3 major production states that are the driest in the top 5 in the whole U.S. And so, you know, so many people have been hyped up on frost and everything else, you know, that this dry weather is just peeling off yield and causing premature denting going on, you know, in late planted corn. So it's pretty much of the nightmare we were hoping we were not going to have to face with this shallow rooted crop.
Do you think that it is a fair assumption on our parts that when it's all said and done, that national soybean yield will be under 40 bushels to the acre.
Well, I think that is a great assumption. I believe that the possibility is certainly there. You know, last year what saved this day was Hurricane Isaac. If you look at the Hurricane Center right now, there aren't even any cyclones down there that could pick up any kind of major rain to be able to pull us out of this when it comes to the beans. And so I think, you know, being below 40 would not be at all out of the realm of possibility. We have some really great crops, but I think we have more crops that are being harmed right now when you look at 85% of the bean crop in the cotton field. And it takes rain to put pods back on, but, you know, the problem we have this year is lack of time.
Running out of time quickly, aren't we?
We are. We are. That is the truth. It's like I said, this is our worst possible nightmare when it came to a late planted year, heavy rains to begin with, and then now this. And if you're an old wife, like I am, in Wisconsin, where I used to live, if the swallows left, you figured we had a frost in 30 days. Well, the swallows left on 15th of August this year.
Oh, wow.
So let's hope and pray we don't end up with that. Yes.
So what is a hedger to do with this information that we've been talking about?
Well, I think one of the things we have to recognize is even if the corn crop shrinks, we still have a tremendous carryout at this point in time. We really don't want to see the price go a great deal higher. We know that this is what the high price did to us the last time. All it did was bring in all the competitors from everywhere, and all it does is discourage export business. So I think that if you're still sitting on old crops, you've got to be aware. What I'm hearing on the pipeline is when the corn crop makes it, or when the corn harvest makes it to Dallas, we will start to see, some depreciation in the current basis levels that we have. So if you guys are hanging on, you've got to be watching that mighty, mighty close. It could drop from the $1.30, $1.80 all the way down to 30 cents in a day, potentially. And when it comes to beans, if you're sitting on gambling stocks, I'd probably still be sitting on them. I think that, taking advantage of the current rallies that we've had and putting some puts in place, because we never know what can happen, on beans is not a bad thing to do. On corn, I think that, if you haven't sold the other 15% that you haven't got covered by insurance, I probably would be putting puts in place on that too.
What do we do about the December 2014 corn price? I know it's hard for producers to think that far out, but if prices are good, and they were 520 and three quarters today thus far, at what point start looking at that and saying, well, maybe I get on that lightly?
Right. I think, the reality is I've been very aggressive with December 2014. In fact, I've got 85% of the crop covered in options in a lot of places. And so, if you're an aggressive person and you're willing to take risks, you can buy an in-the-money, like a 570 put, and sell two 550 calls and do it for almost even money. Get yourself covered. If you're not someone who's willing to take that kind of risk, you can buy an at-the-money put. But I think, look at it this way. I'm protecting my February corn price because the February crop insurance price could have a four in front of it this year. Even though we're hot and dry right now, we just have an extremely big carryout at the moment that we have to take care of first.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group and out at the Farm Progress Show today in the U of I tent. Two big events going on, 10:30. Orion Samuelson and Todd Gleason will take the stage and talk about the marketplace. And then, of course, the closing market report at 2 o'clock. And we will have numerous analysts out there for you to talk to. Again, that at the U of I tent there on 3rd Street, if you're going in the main entrance, you just hang a right and walk down the block, and it'll be there on the right-hand side. Let's look at futures really quickly for you. September corn at 503 is up 3 3/4, now a quarter. December 484 and a half, down 1 3/4. And November beans are 1377 and a half, and they're up 7. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.